Rebbe Satoring.
Hey, it's Shakira calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was trying to see how far are you from that vehicle?
I am, hold on 1 second, about 25 more miles.
Okay. Also, I was just trying to see if you are comfortable with it. The customer said that they are going to take all of the stuff from out of the vehicle. But can you please, just so he can hear from your mouth, can you please tell the customer that you're not going to be taking him to Malibu? No, even if he wants to pay out of pocket, you just won't be able to assist. I've tried to tell him multiple times that I've already spoken with you.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to pay for that. You know, it's going to cost him a lot of money. You know, he said he's trying to pay us $200. That's not going to be for tow
exactly.
Truck to take him all the way to Malibu. It's not going to happen, you know?
Exactly. Are you okay with me adding him to the call so you can let him know that yourself?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, 1 second. All right, thank you so very much for holding, LaShaw. I do have the dispatcher who's coming to get that vehicle on the line. So please do not interrupt him. Let him go ahead and speak first. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can I help you?
Hi. Was I speaking with you before a 2222 number?
No, this is dispatch. This is the driver. This is the driver who was speaking with you earlier.
Okay, so I spoke to somebody who I'll tell you his name. Is it Araki? Is this a company name or?
Yeah, that's the driver's name.
Are you Araki?
No, sir. Go ahead,
okay.
I'm help you.
Oh, so are you a driver or dispatcher? Okay, so dispatcher.
Yes. Yeah, the driver told me earlier that you said they're requesting that to tow your vehicle to Malibu, I guess.
That's right, sir. Because sir, I have been last 1 hour. I have been looking for Uber and Lyft constantly, refreshing. Nobody's here. Nothing is around here. And it tells me to refresh in 6 minutes more. Again and again, I do it. If I had a chance, I would do it. I would be, you know, as I just want to get out of here, and I would definitely do it, but like there is no other way. So you're leaving me here in the middle of the nowhere, just like with all my belongings. I moved, and another thing is like I am still renting a car technically, right? So like roadside assistance is only for the vehicle, the machine. What about the human, a customer, him or herself?
I'm sorry about, you know, the inconvenience that you're going
no,
through. But,
I'm sorry.
You know, we're here to do our job, and that's it. You know, we're here to go pick up the vehicle.
But I was told that if they authorize it. So I was told by driver, if you authorize it, so why don't you authorize it for extra payment?
What the driver authorizes to say? What he says?
If dispatcher authorizes, but he didn't say anything else. If dispatcher authorizes, so you have authority to authorize decision. If I can, I be, you know, like escorted.
No, sir. Driver would never tell you that because that's not. We'll never do that, sir. We'll never do it. He said he could probably, you know, the most he could tell you, you know, to speak with your roadside assistants, but we'll never authorize to tell customers.
Oh, no. Yes, yeah, exactly. Rental assistance. That's what I'm saying. And Shakira told me that her manager denied it. So that's what I'm saying. And then when I asked why, because they said that you denied it, and also she said that because it was extra $400. I will pay that extra $400. Like, they can invoice, send me invoice. Sir, this is really a big
convenience. Yes, sir. I stated that it may be $400. I never gave you a guaranteed price. Like you stated before, they are only there to do their job, and that's all. Like I told you before, if he doesn't want to have you in his vehicle.
Here.
Yes, sir. And we totally understand that, but they do not have to put you in that vehicle and take you to Malibu. They do not have to do that. And he will not do that.
I have never said they have to do that, but I'm saying that you as a roadside assistant have to make sure my safety as well. you leaving me in the middle of nowhere. I'm safe. I don't know anybody. And there's no Uber, no Lyft. I've been waiting and refreshing the page, both apps, for 1 hour almost. You know, am I lying to you or what's going on? So you care about the car, a broken car, more about a person. So, oh my God, I cannot believe that.
I have no, sir.
Really,
I never.
Like, no, yes.
No, sir. I never. No, sir.
No, I'm sorry, but
no,
like,
sir.
I.
No, sir. I never. No, sir. I never stated.
So
no, sir. I never stated that.
Miss,
no, sir. I never stated that.
That I'm getting today. What is the assistance that I'm receiving on the road? I had a car broken down. What is the assistance me as a customer receiving today?
So we do have a dispatcher coming out there to pick up that vehicle. That's why I tried to call you
vehicle.
About an hour.
No, no, no.
That's why.
What about
yes.
me?
Yes, sir. That's why I tried to call you an hour in advance before he even got even
yes.
close to you. That was the reason why I would give you
a
call hours beforehand. But with us sitting on the phone and going back and forth after multiple minutes go by, not getting
yes,
nothing
I've
accomplished.
I've been waiting for this service since 7:30 a.m. Like,
and I totally understand that we do have a dispatcher coming out there. They just won't be able to provide you transportation, and that's all.
Yes, but please, no. But you're saying that so you are not able to assist me. You are
we're not.
Far. So you
but
are
we,
not
we
able
won't
to
be,
assist the customers.
We just
so
won't be
just
able
assist
to. We won't be able to get you to. We won't be able to get you to Malibu. We just will not.
No,
that's
just
not possible.
Somewhere. Get me down the road. So you're telling me I cannot abuse, you're telling me that I have to have my stuff unloaded. So everything's going to break on this rocks, you know, and it's just,
we,
it just
and
comes,
we,
doesn't get,
and
doesn't
if you're,
sense.
If
you,
the only other, yes, sir. Can you please let me talk? The only place we'll be able to take you is where the vehicle's getting dropped off at. But if that driver does not want you in that vehicle, you cannot get in that vehicle. That's plain and simple. If he doesn't have any room for you in that vehicle, you cannot get in there, sir. That's plain and simple.
So this is COVID or whatever. Like, I put the mask on. I'm not going to talk to the driver at all.
Yes, sir. You can say all of that. If he doesn't want you in that vehicle, if he doesn't have space, you are not allowed in that vehicle, sir. That's all I'm trying to get you to understand. That sometimes they do not have room for an extra person. Sometimes they do not have time to take the customer here and there. They're only there to pick up that vehicle, get their money, and they're on to the next job. I'm so sorry if it seems like we're not caring enough about your safety, but we do care about your safety. That was the whole purpose of us reaching out hours beforehand. That was the purpose of us reaching out hours beforehand. I have been in contact with him, and I have been in contact with you this full time. Once he told me
that
he wouldn't,
but
exactly.
I cannot find the car. Shakira, I swear to God, I cannot. And I'm on Lyft. I'm while I'm talking to you, I'm on the Lyft and Uber as well, both. And we're unable to on that location. And same thing with, and also with all the stuff I have, it's like, you know, I need an SUV, so like a XL, Uber XL, like, or a van. And it's, again, we cannot, so let's see one more time. I'm going to do it again. Okay, Lyft says, wait for 6 minutes. Okay, trying a few. And, you know, it's really, money is not an issue right now. It's just the safety to get somewhere in the city safer so I can, or what if you take me to a budget location where I will renew the contract and pick up a new car? Like, can that happen? Like, could you please take me to the car rental company, the company that I rented the car from, to take me back there, because I still, you know, technically have their car. So I get the time thing. I know I'll be as quick as possible to, you know, get everything out of this car. Like, it's just like, get everything out of here, like right here, and no
sir,
car,
hello?
Nothing.
Hello?
No, it's just, hello.
All right. Even if I provide you, even if I provide you to the location, drop off location only accept a broke down vehicle. They don't have, they don't have an office to rent you a new one. You know. So when
thank you so much
you
for that.
There, even if you go there, they're not going to be able to help you out. They're not going to even let you access their lot.
Yes,
that's the
I get it. I understand. I understand. But, sir, if you drop me off at the budget location where I can pick up a car.
Not allowed to do
because,
that, sir. When we go out of our area, you know, we can try for liability purposes, we're not allowed to do that.
But, sir, but what about, like, you know, liability for my belongings? Like,
sir, what is it?
What about the liability for my belongings that is going to be just left outside of this car?
Sir,
so, like,
you keep telling us the same thing. You keep telling us that, you know, we're not caring for you, but, you know, you put yourself in that situation, sir. We never told you to go that route. But, you know, we're here to help you out to move the vehicle out of your hands.
I never said that it's your
know?
Fault, sir.
Okay.
I never said
so
I never said that it's your fault.
Hold on. Let us talk so we can solve your situation, sir, okay? Now, you know, we're here to only move the vehicle so you can move on, you know, with your life. But if we're going to sit here and just say, you're going to leave me here, you're going to leave me there, it's not going to solve your problem, sir. You know, all you're doing
yes,
is just
but,
say,
sir,
you know,
I cannot find
the
car. And any... So roadside assistance is just for a vehicle, not for the person.
Roadside assistance, they work for budget, and then we work for the roadside assistance. So we're the third party, my friend, you know. So we're not,
I understand.
We didn't know what, so your problem is with budget, not with us. We're here to just doing our job, that's it.
So okay, then back to Shakira. So budget cannot help me. So budget is not helping me with like, you know.
So Shakira's also, you know, Shakira, she's a dispatcher also, you know, she only does whatever her system says, so your system has
exactly.
A
that. I understand that. No, I never said that Shakira's decision, but like, so, but Shakira, as you said, your managed supervisor, like, you know, said, like, you know, did not authorize me, you know, taken. I don't want to be taken to Malibu. Forget about that, because it's maybe far away, but somewhere to at least to the budget location, so I can unload the car, like. Right there, unload it, and then I will load to the new car because I need a car to get these stuff to my place. You know, like that's
yes, sir.
If you cared, you would take me and to the budget location already. And I was told that they would bring the car to me two times. They would take me to the location on I'll tell you where. Like, look, I'm not making these up. Okay, I was all of these. I was told. Early.
Yes, sir, and no one is saying yes, sir, and no one is saying that you're making nothing up or you're lying or anything.
Now?
Yes, sir, no one interrupted you. I'm so sorry,
so,
but
so
you've been
no,
sir,
help.
But you've been interrupting everyone tonight throughout this full call.
Yes,
can you please let other people talk?
I'm the person who does not have water for 3 hours. I'm
yes,
the
sir, and I totally understand that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir,
so
and I totally understand that.
For my attitude, okay? I'm sorry.
I'm most definitely not judging you, and I'm about to end the call because we're getting nowhere. So, like I said before,
oh, that's a really
the dispatcher.
You said that. Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, sir. And, because we're not getting anywhere. You're being very irate, and I have been on the call
what?
More than I have
Shakira?
Been on the call
Shakira,
more
you
than
need
enough.
To get
yes,
you
sir.
Somewhere. You need to. You telling me to get somewhere? I cannot get anywhere. So you're telling me we're not going anywhere? We're not going anywhere because you are not helping me.
Everything is out of my hands. The only thing that we are able to do is to get someone out there to get that vehicle. They aren't going to be able to. Yes, sir. They're not going to be able to get you to a budget. They're not going to be able to drop you off anywhere besides where that vehicle is going. Like he stated before, that where you're taking that vehicle is only a garage for broken down vehicles. Even if you get dropped off there, they won't be able to assist. They will not be able to
okay.
take you to a budget. They won't be able to
Can
take
I?
You to an airport.
Okay.
They will not be able to take you anywhere,
Can
sir.
I?
That's all we're
okay,
trying
I
to
get
explain
it.
To
I
you.
I get it. But can if they take me to that, you know, garage, can I have a car Uber requested over there because it's in the city? Because no,
you,
really,
you
no
that's it. You would have to do that, sir. You would have to do that.
I will
you would have
I
to
know.
Do that.
I will. But if they take me
okay,
to,
and hey, also, and also, like I said it before, if that driver does not want you in his vehicle or they do not have any room, how are you going to get there, sir?
Okay, but I just want to ask a question to the gentleman who's working with the towing company. Will it be possible for me to, you know, come with the driver to the garage and just, like, get my belongings over there, and then I'm just going to go on my way. I'll get the car from there. I know that it's not going to be covered by anyone.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second. Let me see if he can be able to do it. Hold on. Okay, because I know the driver has an assistant with him right now. So 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, how many people are you guys?
It's just me.
Just you. Okay.
Yes.
When the driver gets there, go ahead and, he's going to see your situation first. I can just speak with him right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
He said he doesn't know where the vehicle is located because he said you're off the road, and he's probably not going to be able to get even to you, you know. So let's see how far away from the road. He's almost there, so he should be there shortly.
Okay, thank you.
So
I appreciate
it. How far away from the road, and then he will see, based on your situation, he could probably try to help you out. But please, just don't pressure her too much because he could easily leave you, okay?
I know that. And I'm, you know, thanks everyone for helping me today. I appreciate your time. Really
all
do.
Right. Because it's getting dark, you're in the desert, you know, you're in the middle of the desert and it's getting dark right now. So you don't want to push your luck to the edge, you know. So please, you know,
be calm,
it will help you out.
Yes,
okay?
we'll be. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you,
all
Shakira.
Right.
And Shakira,
you're so very welcome.
If anything, where can I call? Like, I don't know.
You'll just reach back out to the budget, and they'll be able to assist you from there.
But they're gonna transfer me somewhere then. No. If there's any complication, because like I try to, you know, get in contact so I call to that number at roadside assistance, and they over
yes,
there
sir.
They tell me oh they cannot assist me, and they transfer me to the this dispatch, and the dispatch never picks up.
Okay. I would just recommend just reach back out to that number. You may just get in touch with someone else, but just reach back out to that number, and they'll be able to assist you going forward.
Okay. Hope so.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Shakira. Can you call me back, please?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I'll give you a call right back.